I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 4th. Members of the U.S. Department of Justice will be in 8 diverse Massachusetts cities, including Quincy, tomorrow, monitoring the election process to protect voters' rights. The DOJ said on Friday that it plans to monitor compliance with federal voting rights laws in 86 jurisdictions across 27 states, including the cities of Everett, Fitchburg, Leominster, Lowell, Malden, Methuen, Quincy, and Salem in Massachusetts. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the Department of Justice will be watching to ensure every eligible voter is given the chance to cast a ballot. That effort includes offering ballots in multiple languages at every precinct. The Rhode Island cities of Pawtucket, Providence, and Woonsocket are also on the DOJ's list. Election monitoring will be coordinated by the Department of Justice's Civil Rights Division and will include personnel from several departments. Friday was the final day of early in-person voting in Massachusetts, although mail-in ballots will continue to be accepted through Election Day. Nearly one-third of all registered Massachusetts voters have already returned their ballots. Election officials here in Quincy reported seeing about 600 voters on Friday. Quincy election officials now busy preparing for tomorrow's presidential election. Polls will be open tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. There is no school in Quincy tomorrow due to the election. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says every effort is being made to make sure that voters and election workers feel safe. Crispo reminds voters about the rules against displaying support for any candidate on the ballot. Crispo says about 18,000 voters cast ballots during early and mail-in voting. Mail-in ballots are due at the city clerk's office by tomorrow at 8 p.m., and there is a ballot drop box located outside City Hall. Crispo anticipates at least 72% of Quincy's over 67,000 registered voters will cast ballots in this election. Quincy College is receiving praise for its recent partnership with Jewish Vocational Services of Boston. Earlier this year, the college and JVS launched AR Lab, a state-of-the-art healthcare and biotechnology career institute on Arlington Street in Boston's South End. Recently, AR Lab was honored at Mass Econ's Corporate Welcome Reception, an annual event which brings together Massachusetts businesses from all industries to recognize those who've chosen to make the state their home. Since its opening, AR Lab has helped 500 students from the greater Boston area, making it one of the state's noteworthy new businesses. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro was joined by officials from Mass Econ and the AR Lab to receive the honor. The lab trains students for careers in healthcare and biotech throughout the region. The newly named president of the newly created Adams Presidential Center here in Quincy participated in a panel discussion about President John Adams at Quincy High School last week. Dr. Kurt Graham was recently appointed president of the center that is still in the design stage. Graham says the main focus of the center right now is fundraising. City is taking land by eminent domain along Adams Street for the new presidential center. And Mayor Thomas Koch has said he hopes to break ground during the Quincy 400 celebrations next year. Dr. Graham is the former director of the Truman Presidential Library and Museum in Missouri. Police in Cohasset and Hingham searching on Saturday night for two people who fled from officers in a stolen car. Cohasset police issued an alert on social media saying they're actively looking for two males who got away from Hingham police. Suspects were last seen near Jerusalem Road by West Corner. Were also observed in the areas of Lambert's Lane. Police warning people in that area that they may see police drones and police canines as part of the search. Anybody who sees the suspects is asked to call 911. Further information has not been released. A section of the MBTA Red Line will be shut down for 6 days starting tomorrow as part of the T's track improvement plan to address speed restrictions. Shuttle buses will replace Red Line service between Broadway and North Quincy stations from November 5th through the 10th, with shuttles extending to Ashmont next weekend. During that time, the commuter rail will be fare-free between Braintree and South Station. Work at the impacted stations will include track work, lighting repairs, painting, and a deep cleaning. 72 years after the Roach family opened a meat market that grew into a Massachusetts supermarket chain, the family is selling a controlling interest in the company to a longtime supplier in Connecticut. The Mansfield-based company operates 20 Roach Brothers, Sudbury Farms, and Brothers Marketplace stores across the eastern half of the state. Attorney Andrew Upton, who represents Roach Brothers, told the City of Boston Licensing Board last week that a controlling share of the grocery store chain would be sold as some members of the family retire from the business. Upton said 51% of company stock is transferring to Connecticut businessman Michael Bozzuto. Bozzuto is CEO of Bozzuto's Incorporated, a Cheshire, Connecticut-based wholesale distributor of food and household products throughout the Northeast. Massachusetts residents who use natural gas to heat their homes will have to pay more money this season. The Department of Public Utilities approved natural gas rate hikes last week, impacting Eversource and National Grid customers statewide. About 500,000 Eversource customers can expect to see their bills increase by about 25% to 30%. That means a $250 bill could become $325. The spokesman noted that Eversource adjusts natural gas rates twice a year on May 1st and November 1st. Nearly a million National Grid customers are also affected by the rate hikes, with bills set to increase by 11 to 13%. That means a $250 bill could become $282. The increases, which were approved by the Department of Public Utilities after an extensive review, are effective immediately. Eligible households can receive financial assistance through the Home Energy Assistance Program this heating season. HEAP is a free statewide resource that assists eligible renters and homeowners by paying a portion of their winter heating bills directly to their heating companies from November 1st, 2024 to April 30th, 2025. Homeowners and renters can apply for HEAP online. Former Quincy Ward 2 Councilor Brad Kroll and Quincy Chamber of Commerce President Tim Cahill are hosting an event this month to raise awareness for kidney donations and support an organization that helps veterans in need of kidneys find living donors. It will take place on November 12th at Alba Restaurant in Quincy Center from 5 to 7 p.m. During the event, Kroll and Cahill will share their experiences with kidney donations. Cahill donated a kidney to his sister more than 20 years ago, and Kroll received a kidney in March of last year. Also on hand will be a representative of DOV, which stands for Donor Outreach for Veterans, a nonprofit that aims to find, educate, screen, and support prospective living donors and match them with veterans awaiting transplants, and also promotes living kidney donation. Kroll received his kidney from a friend of his who'd moved to New Hampshire and read about his story after Kroll's wife, Lori, reached out to the local media to say her husband was in need of a donor. Kroll said his recovery over the past 18 months since receiving a new kidney has gone great. After bagging a victory in the Massachusetts competition, a 10th grade student from Quincy will represent Star Market in the upcoming National Grocery Bagging Competition in Las Vegas. Her bosses noticed her exceptional bagging skills and asked her to compete. Olivia Caruso's mother, Lynn, who also works at Star Market, helped coach her for the state round. She faced some stiff competition, but managed to fill 3 bags in 51 seconds, each weighing exactly 9 pounds. In Las Vegas, Olivia will compete for the title of top bagger in the country and a $10,000 prize. A check of business news this morning, and stocks were higher on Friday. The Dow was up 288, the NASDAQ rose 144, and the S&P added 23. World stocks mostly higher today. The dollar's down, the euro rose, and oil at $70 a barrel. In sports, Patriots lose in Tennessee in overtime, 20-17. The Bruins shut out Seattle 2-0. They'll be in Toronto tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Tonight, the Celtics are in Atlanta at 7:45. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mainly cloudy and cool, high 53. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 42. Tomorrow, partly sunny, milder, high 71. Wednesday, partly sunny and a high 75. And then Thursday, sunny, high in the mid-60s. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind out of the north right now at 5 knots, becomes southeast later today. High tide, 12:45 p.m. Sunrise, 6:21, sets at 4:32. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, November 4th.